Tonight's Shir Simen Kuf Tzadi Tes, Se'if Yud and Se'if Yud Aleph. Se'if Yud. Katan She'giyah Le'oynes HaPa'utos. A child who reaches the age that we call Pa'utos, V'yadelim Mevarchin, he knows to whom he says a bracha, Mezamnin Olav, we can use him for a Zimun. V'metztarif Bein L'shloshah, Bein L'asor, he can join, whether it's to make 3 or 10. The Ramot disagrees. The Yesh Oimim, some say, the Ein Mitzdarf in Oysa Klal. We do not incorporate him at all. Ache ben Shlosha Sre Shana, until he's Bar Mitzvah. Does Machzakin Aleke Godol Shehevish De Saras. At that point, we assume he's an adult, that he brought the two hairs that are the physical signs of maturity that come together with the age. Vechenu Hagen, that is the Minig, Ve'en Lashanas, and one should not change from the Minig. Vecherish Veshoite, as far as someone who is deaf, someone who is mentally challenged, imechavnin umevinin, if they could pay attention and they understand, mitzdarfen lezimun, we would incorporate them to zimun. Afal pi shein acher shemei bracha, even though the deaf one cannot hear the actual bracha. Mishnah Berurah sif katan chaf gimel, a katan who is the age of peuta sheigiyah v'chulu, upachas mizeh, less than that. We don't consider his das as anything significant, even though if you ask him, who do you make a bracha, say Hashem, that's not enough. So how old is this? 9 or 10 years old. When a child is 9 or 10 years old, the Mechaber says, you can incorporate this child to a Zimun. Some say, even younger than this, as long as he's at least 6, if he's sharp and intelligent and understands and knows about to whom he's saying the bracha and what it's about. This child will join, whether for 3 or for 10, one child, not 2, whether to make 3 or 10. Will it take one child with 2 adults or one child with 9 adults? But not more than that. Sakan chavav bein the shlosh of a chulu, whether for 3 or 10. V'had the isim b'sevav. We learned in sevav, they mezamn and al hakatan, and we don't make a zimun with children. Ma'ir b'katan b'yos. So this has to be children who are less than 9 or 10, or less than 6. Oshen yodel mivarch, or they just don't know to whom they say the bracha. So the Mechaber presents us with this scenario that a child shegila peutos, and in halacha there's a concept of this child being involved in buying and selling. So he's already old enough to be part of a zimun, but only one such child. The Ramah says no. Yesh oimim, the child has got to be bar mitzvah. Before he's bar mitzvah, he does not count. Once he's 13, we assume he's a gadol. The Amina, we say, kimen shegiyah lechal shanim, since he's reached the age of maturity, we assume he has the physical maturity that he brought 2 hairs. We don't have to investigate if it's true. If you checked him and you found that he does not have shtei saros, you can't incorporate vazimun. The kol elu hadeos who rak le'inyan seiruf shemitzdarf le'shlosh v'asar. Now this is only as far as incorporating him into a zimun to make 3 or 10. But that he should be the mezamein. The yotzeachem because I'm always going to be motzi others with benching. Lukuli alma ainim motzi. Everyone agree he cannot be motzi. Achi ben yigemashal yimachod. This bar mitzvah. V'yadua shevish esas. And we know he brought 2 saris. Shebirch zamozan who mina Torah because benching is the araisa. Ubishal teira ain samchal chazokazu demistam hevi. For the araisas we don't rely on the chazoka that we assume he brought Cyrus. So it's one thing that he could be incorporated in a zimun, but that he should be motzi someone else with benching, then he has to be a vadai adult, not a chazokis adult. Mio, however, im ha-mezamin einu omer kiim nevarech, but if the mezamin's job is just to say what we call the mezumun, and then when it comes to benching, everyone says the benching themselves, less than, but that doesn't bother us. The kimishu ben yigimel shana, once he's 13, samchina bezachazaka, we go back to rely on the chazaka. So Shartzi and your test right here says the Zimun, the Rov Poskim, from the Rabbanan. Again, repeating what I said earlier, that Zimun, the Zimun part, that's the Rabbanan according to most Poskim. The Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish holds Zimun's the Araisa. And therefore, according to that, you will not allow a bar mitzvah boy to mezamein, relying on the chazaka, even if he's not going to bench for anyone else, just to lead the zimun. According to that, he's not allowed. And the Shoyin Halacha says, Chaim Kanevsky says, we don't let a bar mitzvah boy lead the zimun, even if there are three adults without him. So the Chazon Ish holds, and the Stipler held, he told his Einikloch that you can't mezamein by your bar mitzvah. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says like Mishneh Berurah that the Zimun part is only the Rabbanan, and it's the Minig Poshet that the Bar Mitzvah boy is Mezamein, and we're not doing Bedikas to see if he brought Shtei Saris. So you have this disagreement. You have this disagreement. But Mishneh Berurah is saying repeatedly, it's not the first time he says it, the Zimun is Rabbanan, according to most Poskim. Chazon Ish says, who are these most poskim? You know, it's the Araisa. And then the nafka min is going to be, will a boy who's bar mitzvah be able to lead the Zimun without verifying that he has two saris? According to Chazon Ish, we're not going to let a boy mezamein until he's shaving. And according to the Mishneh Berurah, soon he's bar mitzvah, 13 years old, that's good enough. And whether or not the bar mitzvah boy is going to mezamein or not, the Aruch HaShulchan says, a standard minig, we let him do it, and we see it many times. We give our mitzvah boys to lead the Zimun. Chazon Ish would not allow them. Bnei Brak, it probably would not go over too well. So what happens if a Ben Ashkenaz eats with a Ben Sfart, and there are nine men and a child? The Mechaber says, Higila Peutas, you have a Zimun. Tamar says, you don't have a Zimun. So Shlomo Zalman said that make sure that it's one of the Sfardim who's going to mezamein b'shem, because you have a minion, only the Sfardim hold it, so it's good enough for a minion. So they have to be the mezamein, and the Ben Ashkenaz should answer quietly without the shame. So he brings, and he says, so Paskin or Scheinberg and a Vosner, that let the Sfardi be the mezamein. They can mezamein, the Sfardi be the mezamein, because he holds it's a good zimun. The child is 9-10 years old, it's good enough. And Ashkenazi can't. And if it's zimun with the shame, they won't say the shame aloud. He also brings that the Chametz Yina Bashal writes in the Erlet Zion that this idea of using a Kodesh Gila Pe'utos, the Shaila was, how old is Pe'utos? Is it 9 or 10? Is it even 6? So he says, for Zimun of a threesome, you can use a 6-year-old. But for a Zimun of a minion, make sure he's at least 9. So we machmet for the minion to make sure he's at least 9. But for a threesome, you can even use a 6-year-old, he says, to join to make the Zimun. Mishneh Berurah Zivkon Chav Ches V'Cheresh. The Ramah says, a Cheresh and Shoita, if they understand, they have that level of intelligence to understand, they can mistarf l'zimun. Mar B'Cheresh Hamadaber V'Enef Shemeh. This Cheresh, the Mishneh Berurah says, can't hear, but he can't speak. Dilu B'Cheresh Gomor, if he cannot hear or speak, Kailan the Pchad Mekol HaMitzvah Kekotin, we treat him like a kotin, he's Pchad Mekol HaMitzvah. Labardehu, we say it doesn't have das. K'le'el b'simon hun hei, sif ches, b'in mitzdarf. We learned this in Simon hun hei, when it came to a minion, he's not mitzdarf. So this cherish, even though he cannot hear the zimun, but he lips it, he sees what's going on, and he can respond, so we would incorporate him. V'cherish ha'shemeh v'ein ha'medav, now if the cherish can hear, but cannot speak, ayin p'imgol luk p'imgodim. Pimagodim is machalik between Asara and Shlosha. He says, for Asara, we will use him. The person who can hear but cannot speak will make a minion. Because the halacha, you can have a minion. You need 10 people. The Shechina is Shoira. So, Mamela, he is going to make the minion, even if he can't respond. But for 3, Kubi is not with Starf. So here, we're more makel with the minion for 10. They are with 3. And it brings us also from Shulchan Aruch Harav that by 3 that they should respond is ma'akev. Ma'ashen came with 10, Davar Kedusha, even if the miyut doesn't respond, it's not ma'akev. Mishneh Berurah Sivkon Chof Tes v'shoyte. The shoyte also, if he's mechavein, he can mitzdarf. Lo mar b'shoyte gomas. We can't be discussing someone with a total disability that can't understand anything. Say ain't mitzdarf, because he can't join. El sheinu chokm kach, we're talking about someone who's not as sharp, Kishar Inch like everyone else, Nishmet Alamin. He's not like everyone else, but he has a certain degree of Havana. For Amachzikin or Solishot, so people call him a Shoita. People say he's a fool. But the fact is, he has some degree of intelligence. So the Shoita that is totally part of the mitzvahs is like a katan. The intelligence of a child. The intelligence of maybe a child who's not even six, a 5 year old. So he's less than the katan shigila pu'utos. So that person cannot mitzvah. But let's say you have an adult who Nebuch has the intelligence of an 11 year old. So gila pu'utos is already something. That's already a degree of havana. And there's so many gradients of these, you know, disabilities and what degree. So if there is a degree of Havana there, we can incorporate. This has to do with autism, it has to do with different levels of things. They can starve. You know, also maybe with Downs there's different levels. So it just depends on what's the Madriga and how to qualify that. So if you're Aleph, mi sheniduhu alaveiro emezamen olav. Someone who's put into Cherim because of Chet cannot be incorporated into his yimin. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kol Lamed, Ein Mezamen Olav cannot be incorporated, Bein L'Shloisha, whether it's for 3, Bein L'Asar, whether for 10. Shezeh L'Shon Nidu, what's the language of Nidu? The language is, Shemarchikin Umavdilin Oso Me'agud Osam, that this person is distant and set aside from everyone else's group. You put him out of the machne, so to speak. He's excommunicated. So he can't incorporate. You can't join with him. He's supposed to be left out. Look in Berlocha, Simon and Hay, Sifi Beis. Berlocha makes a distinction. Again, the Mechaber really makes it. The Mechaber says, if the nidu is because of chet, we're not going to incorporate him for Zima. But there's other reasons for nidu. What if the nidu is not because of chet? It's a financial issue. Now, maybe you could say if he's not paying when he has to pay, that's also a chet. Okay. So it's not like he violated an iser chomer and the base and said, this person has to be a chet. Says he could be mistaf to Davish of Gedusha. If it's Mashavera or Gezeris Hatzibur, he's not mistaf of Zimah.